I'm Paulina.
Hi, I'm Bricia.
And we're sisters, friends, daughters, wives, and business owners.
And we're just following our dreams, you know, working to be a better version of ourselves every day. All right. And we're also moms.
Welcome to the Super Mama Sisterhood.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Super Mamas. How are you?
How's everyone doing? Welcome to the Super Mamas podcast, your favorite podcast with your favorite host and people in general, Bricia Paulina Lopez. Oh my God, sister. I can't believe already Thanksgiving came and went. My husband was telling me this morning, he was like, it's been a week since we did Thanksgiving. I was like, oh, I know. We did Thanksgiving a week ago at Bricia's house.
The best Thanksgiving yet, just FYI.
I am very turkeyed out, hammed out. Like, I have been eating seafood for the past 2 days because I cannot. We had excessive Thanksgiving this year. We had a full-on Thanksgiving at your house.
Oh, yeah,
you did
course.
The whole thing.
I did.
And then we did it again the next day with mom. Then we did it again the next day. And then we had the last of it. We made tacos dorados de turkey. And I was like, okay, that's it. I am done for turkey for the rest of the year. I don't want to smell it.
I have a question to ask you. Whose turkey was better, mine or mom's?
Well, I'm going to tell you something. We actually did not have your mom's turkey. I did not try mom's turkey. We actually, that turkey was sent to Fernando's house. And we actually had your turkey at our house.
Mm,
so I didn't get to try mom's turkey this year.
So who tried both mine and mom?
Elizabeth did.
Send her a text right now.
Text her right now. Let's see. Let's send her a message and see what she says. Which of the turkey? Let's go to order.
To the sister chat. I need to be validated here.
To the sisters. Yes. No, I mean, I only had your turkey, and your turkey was amazing. Which turkey?
And stuffing.
Was best, mom's or Bricia's? My mom did not make stuffing this year because someone else was in charge of their stuffing.
Got it. But my stuffing was mom.
We had your turkey, we had your stuffing, and then mom made the best freaking colito, rabo encendido.
Yeah, oh that God. One, I believe it. Yes, I can't believe I missed that. That must have been so good.
It was so good, but it ended up working out because mom and dad stayed with us, with our family. And it was super chill, super mellow. We ended up just watching TV and it was pretty chill. But I have been eating seafood for the past 2 days because I just cannot even. I'm like, no quiero. Yeah, we took everything that you did, that you had leftovers. Also, we took it. So we had so much food. Why do we have so much food every year? So much food. I'm like, why do we think we're going to eat all of this?
Well, I will say that the other thing I was very proud of is that I rationed everything pretty well. I didn't have that much leftovers. The only thing, obviously, the turkey, because it's a big old turkey. And then some stuffing. But other than that, I think I did pretty well.
I got to say, your chef skills have definitely sharpened in the past year. I don't know. Did we even talk about last year when you cried because the turkey was not great?
Oh, my God.
Because mom got sick, too. And then this year, you totally, ¿cómo se dice? You totally, not reinvented yourself, but redeemed yourself 150% because it was amazing. It was so juicy. It was so tender. It was flavorful. You did a really great job. Really, really good job.
Thank you.
¿Qué te puedo decir? Eres una chef. Eres una chef profesional, hermana. You know what I mean?
Thank you. It feels good to be validated. It just feels nice to be validated by, you know, your loved ones.
I need to tell you something. Every time you call me and say, hey, come over for lunch, my expectations are going to be higher, though. Like, I cannot show up in your house and you're going to have, like, a tortilla. You know what I mean? Like, no, actually do have tortilla, salsa, queso, and that would be so good.
Mm-mm-mm. Oh, yeah, of course. No, 100%.
But the 2 times that I've gone to your house, when you're like, oh, yeah, let's eat. I'm like, oh, wow. Okay.
I do want to cook this Sunday, too. I don't know what, but I do want to cook this Sunday. I have the kids and I'm this weekend and I don't really have plans for Sunday, I don't think. And I kind of want to have everyone over again and cook something good and have the kids run around. I love that so much. I was so happy just being in the kitchen and the house is just so open and all the kids were in the patio and it was just so wonderful. Like, it was my favorite thing ever. So I'd love to do that again this weekend for them.
This Sunday is actually Sick La Via. I've never done it and it's super close to my house. So I want to do it with the kids.
Oh, fun.
It's kind of like when they close the whole, yes. You know, they close all the avenues and, you know, and it's like 4 blocks away from my house. So I was thinking maybe we could walk. When was it? I don't remember when, but I was walking with the girls in the street. I don't know where we're going. And they were so, I was kind of embarrassed because they were like, why are we walking so much in the street? And I looked at them and I was like, wait a minute. Like, have we not ever walked in the street? What? So I was like, maybe we should walk, you know, we're going to walk. We're going to walk back home because we've never walked from home anywhere but to the park near. So I'm thinking about it, making it a thing, walking with the girls. I've also been wanting...
Making walking a thing?
Well, you know, like when I go walking, it's like we go to a hike or we go something, you know? But like in LA, we don't really walk. People don't really walk in Los Angeles.
Yeah, I know. It's so
Which
funny.
Is crazy.
Because I think it's funny. People who are listening from other sides of the country are going to be like, what do you mean you want to make walking a thing?
That's yeah, we don't walk. Like we don't. It's so sad. But in LA, nobody really walks. Nobody really walks. When I was, that's why I think when I went to New York, I was like, oh my God, I'm walking. You know, it was like such a shock. And everybody was looking at me weird. Like, okay, lady, you know, okay. But the truth is that here in LA, you don't really walk. I was talking to someone from New York the other day. She was like, oh, I'm going to walk when I was in LA. And she realized how huge the blocks are here in LA. And so she actually ended up taking an Uber back to her hotel. And I was like, I know, right? I was like, it's just because LA is so massive that walking, it's like, okay, we're going to walk 3 blocks, but 3 blocks is a lot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, walking in the streets, it's a thing now. And we're going to go walk in the streets.
It's hilarious.
Well, now because you live in the suburbs and over there, you know, you suburban people walk everywhere. I guess. Yeah.
We walk. I took a walk last night.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. And it was awesome. I'm like, that's really what we do after like school. We go for a walk now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. See? But you live like on the other side of the country too. So on the other side of LA. It is far. But yeah, I am turkeyed out. No more turkey today. I've been craving a lot of seafood. I want like a really amazing, I don't know, like a cocktail de camarón. That's what I'm craving today. A really amazing cocktail.
Ooh, I make a pretty bomb one.
See, I'm going to go in your book and see if I can make it.
It's so easy. You should do it. It's so easy and it's so good. Mm-hmm. It's one of my favorite recipes, actually.
What is the secret of having the shrimp not overcook it? Like, because sometimes it's mushy, you know, and I'm like, ugh.
Okay, well, tiny. Number one.
It's the way that you cook
it. No. So that's why I do it the way I do it. So I guess you would say the traditional way, the common way is that you cook the shrimp in water, right? And then you get them out. And then that's the water that you use as your base for your cocktail. You add ketchup and you add all the stuff. You wait for it to cool down, the whole shebang. I grill the fish. So like they're kind of smoky. You get the shells out. And that is a great way for you know to overcook the shrimp, especially if you know what you're doing on top of the grill. And we have the grill at the restaurant that has charcoal grill, so you get that little smoky flavor too. And then I make the base myself, and instead of using the shrimp broth, I use fish sauce. So I use fish sauce and ketchup and all the goodness that you can think of, like all the recipes there. So you create your sauce and your base, and then you add your cocktail de camarón. I mean, your camarón is inside. You whisk them around. Yeah, it's really good.
Oh, I cannot. I really want to try it. I want to venture out.
Yeah.
I really want to venture out into a cocktail. Like, I've been craving, it's just that freshness, that like, so good. I'm going to try to do it. I'm not really great at cooking seafood. I'm a little scared.
I don't know why people are scared. I mean, I get it. I get why. Because it's very easy to overcook. That's why.
Yes. Fish is so easy to overcook. It's not like meat. You know, meat is like 40 minutes, an hour. And then fish is like 2 minutes and 30 seconds. And I'm like, I think that's what makes me nervous about fish. But I want to try it. Maybe we'll do, that's what I think I'm going to do. I'm going to do that. My body is craving some fish, some seafood. You know what? What's funny? Yesterday, you and I were talking about your new bling, and you were saying how you cannot hear it, but you can totally hear it when you're talking. I can totally hear it.
No, you can't.
I know you say you don't.
How can you? That doesn't even make any sense. It doesn't even make sense. It's on top of my tooth. It's not like in my list.
Okay. When this episode airs, I want you to go back and listen to it, and you're going to see that you do hear the lisp. It's not a lisp, but you can hear like your S's are more pronounced. For real, I swear.
But how can that make any sense? It's not anywhere near my tongue. I don't have a tongue ring. That makes no sense, Paulina.
I don't know. I am not kidding. When this episode publishes, you should go back and listen, and you should listen to your S's. I mean, it looks great. I'm just saying, I can hear your bling.
How can you hear my bling? That makes no sense. So I got a tooth jam, which is very popular among the young people nowadays. I got three tooth jams, actually. Uh-huh. I went all in. I went for
three?
One. I got three. Yeah, so there's three in my tooth.
Is it like a sticker? Or how does it work?
It's a sticker. So I've been wanting one for some time. I've been wanting one for, I don't know, 3 months. I forgot her name. So many of my girlfriends have them. Every time I have we have a first Friday, there's just so many girls that have them. And I always look at them. And another girlfriend had sent me an information of the girl who did hers. I'm like, oh my God, it looks so good. I want it. So I just wanted one little bling in my tooth. I just wanted one little like pizzazz. But I've always liked that stuff. Even when I put my makeup, I put little bling in the corners of my eyes. I'm always wearing diamonds and little blings everywhere since I was in high school. I just love that stuff. And when I saw you can get one in your tooth, I just wanted it. But I just didn't really take the time to go to someone here and find and who and what. So this past weekend, I was like, you know what? It was like a vacation weekend for me, this whole Thanksgiving weekend. I'm like, I'm just going to do what I want. I've always wanted a nose ring and I wanted this tooth gem. And now that, you know, my nose is fully healed, I decided to go get my nose pierced. And I freaking love it. I feel like it belongs there. I feel like it feels like I've always had it. It's so weird. It doesn't even hurt anymore. It's just there.
Yeah.
And then I decided to get that bling in my tooth. But instead of doing one little bling, I was there and I'm like, what else can we do? Because it just looked so cool. And she ended up doing a little like gold star, kind of like a little, basically like a gold sticker. And then two blings, one that's kind of a rose gold. And the other one is just like a regular bling.
But what is like, do they stick it in there? Do they make a hole? Is it a sticker?
No, there's no hole. There's no hole in your tooth. No,
I don't know. That's why I'm asking. I don't know.
Through my tooth. No, it's like braces. they put it like kind of the sort of tooth glue that they put in there, and then they put the blue light on it to set it, and then you have it, and it lasts anywhere from 6 months to a year.
Oh, okay, so it's glued on. Okay, I don't know. I've seen them, but I've never been curious to be like, oh, how do they put it on? You know, because your mouth is like wet all the time, so I'm like, is it gonna fall? I don't know, but yeah, that makes sense. It makes sense. It's like braces, so it makes sense.
Yeah,
it looks great. It looks really, really good. It looks really good. I like your nose ring too. And I mean, it looks great. It looks great. I was just wondering, how is that put on there?
Yeah, I think I just discovered the world of piercings. And I just, like everything I do in life, I just go all in. I'm just going to go and get one. I mean, trust me, if the place allowed me to have all the piercings at the same time, I would. But they don't let you. You have to go one piercing at a time. No, you have to go every 2 months basically to get a new piercing. That's the ideal. You have to wait anywhere from 6 to 8 weeks between piercings because your body can only heal so much, especially your ear. And you know, you're putting one hole here, one hole here, one hole there. It takes about a year and a half for you to have a fully curated ear. It's the way I want it, because I just want more.
Oh, I did not know that. I thought you could do, what do you mean, like one piercing per side? Right? Not like you can get two, like one in each ear. Okay. Oh, I had no idea that you could do that.
Yeah. The first piercing I ever got was this past summer. I forgot. I think it was June, July. And I got, it's called the conch, which is that middle one that I have. You remember? That was the first like crazy one I did.
Oh, that looks painful.
It's not. That was actually the least painful of them all. And it's fully healed now. I mean, kind of. Again, I already switched the earring actually. And then the second one I got was the one here on top of my ear. And I just got a third one, like a regular one. I don't know. I want to have probably like four more for it to just be fully.
Four more in each ear.
Yeah, four more in each ear. So I have a total of four piercings in each ear. I have four piercings in each ear. And yeah, I don't know why. It's so funny how like there's just things that I've always wanted to do and I just didn't do them. And now I am.
Well, good for you. Brisa 2.0. Like Saul was saying, right? You just need a change, like a new haircut. It just makes you feel different and good. So you do that. You go do that. I've been really asking. I actually asked Sal last time I saw him, Sal's our hair guru. I was like, do you know anyone that could give like painless tattoos? Because I'd be really wanting to get a tattoo, but I'm just like, I don't like the pain, you know, just to think about like, I guess because I was traumatized when I got my tongue pierced. I'm like, hell no. Like I would never do anything like that ever. And I think I'm traumatized for that.
The nose hurt, dude. The nose piercing, that fucking hurts.
Oh, hell. The nose. Well, my nose is already pierced.
But it's probably closed.
I don't know. I don't know if I want to try. But the pain, you know, I don't like that kind of pain. It's just like, oh, I don't know. And everybody's like, well, what do you mean? You had three kids. I'm like, yeah. And that's why the third one was a home birth, because I didn't want to deal with needles. I don't like needles. But then I was like, why am I so afraid of needles? And I think it was because when we were kids, like they would literally tie us down and bring us like, you know, metían la jeringa a la fuerza. And I'm just so scared of that. I don't know. I have like big traumas.
I don't know. I don't remember ever being afraid of needles.
Oh, I'm terrified of needles because of that. I can remember when I was a kid and I can remember, and you know where? En la casa del doctor Armando. I can remember exactly where I was and how I was and everything. I think that's the memory that triggers everything around needles. And you've seen me like when I'm around needles, like I still like cry. I'm like, mommy, you know? So that's the only thing that's stopping me, because I really want to get one. I really want to get a tattoo. I know, but I'm trying to find out if anybody knows of someone that does gentle tattoos. Let me know if that's even a thing.
Oh, no. I mean, there's a cream you can put. I think it's like a special cream you put on. It numbs, basically numbs that part. And then you get a tattoo and you don't feel it.
Really? Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. Maybe that's what I need to do. It's just so hard to like, how do you even find the person to do your tattoo, right? There's so many different people and there's so many different styles. Like, how do you know who's the right person to do your tattoo? I don't know. Everybody's like, that person and my friend because da 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 da. I'm like, I don't know. Is it like finding my match? I guess that's the thing that I'm trying to find a match for my tattoo. And I was, you know, who else wants to get a tattoo? Mom wants to get a tattoo.
I'm going to get a tattoo next weekend. I'm going to get my tattoo. I told you.
Oh, that's true. That's true. That's true. That's true. That's true. You're going to wear Oaxaqueña for life. It's been 22 minutes and Elizabeth has not had the guts to reply which turkey is better. She has not said anything back. So we're waiting on the verdict. She's like, I'd rather not say anything.
That sucks.
No answer. Crickets. 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 Crickets from Elizabeth. We'll see what she says. It looks great.
I think it's funny. That one, I think, is just funny. That one, I'm just like, whatever. I'm sure I'll get tired of it in the next like couple months and probably want to like take it out.
Yeah. No, but I mean, it's good. You do you, boo.
Like, it just styles you. And now every time I see someone with a nose ring, like, why wouldn't you want a nose ring? Or like, why wouldn't you put more piercings in your ears? It just looks good. It's just like a style. I'm like, why was I so boring before?
I would love to put on. I'm just scared of the needles, you know? I would do more. I had a tongue ring. I had a nose ring. I did it before, but I'm just scared of the pain. I think that's the bottom line, period. It's like, I am scared of the pain of the needles. I have a trauma that I have to work through in life. But yes, why don't we take a break and come back with our super mama tip of the week. Oh,
the answer was ha ha ha. Never mind.
Elizabeth's answer was ha ha ha. We'll see. Stay tuned after the break to see what the real answer is. And we're back with our Super Mama Pick or Tip of the Week. And we are still waiting on my sister Elizabeth's verdict on which turkey was the best for 2023? Was it my mother's turkey or was it Bricia's turkey? I'm going to say we need to know for the pot. Tell us.
Oh, my God.
So we're waiting on that. Bricia, what is your pick or tip of the week?
She said you're not crucifying me on the pot. I know. I'm like, why did you tell her it was for the pod? Like, why did you tell her it was for the pod?
Just, I thought she would answer faster.
No, that's even worse. She's not going to come out of here. Come on. Fine, Barley.
You're not crucified. I guess we'll never know, guys. We'll never know. I guess we'll never know.
No, tell her just say JK. We won't say, like, who was
JK,
it?
We won't say. We just want to know.
Yeah. Anyway. Bye, Paulina. See, you outed yourself. Damn, Paulina, what? Jeez.
Don't worry. I'll have an answer for you next time. I will take it out of her. I will know. I will do it subtly. Subtle.
Gosh. No, you ruined this. This has been ruined. Never mind. No one will never know the truth.
It's okay. It's better if no one knows, Bricia. Let's keep the peace in the family. Look, you won. Don't worry. You won. By default, because I didn't try the other one, you won.
Now my ego will never be fully satisfied.
Tip or pick of the week, sister. What's your top tip or pick?
Okay, well, I think let's continue with my piercing life. I'm going to say, take care of your piercings. You need two things. You need saline. When you go to the piercing shop, they give you saline wipes to just wipe around. But what I've noticed is that a saline wound wash spray from Arm & Hammer works very, very well because it has a lot of power and pressure. Mm-hmm. So the pressure and the saline wash just really washes around your piercings to make sure that it's very clean. And then the second one is Bactine, a Bactine spray. So, I mean, honestly, one of the reasons that held me back from getting piercings was the fact that when I was younger, I would get infections easily. And mom always put this thought in my mind that I was very sensitive and siempre se me infectaban mis oídos. And through life, yes, if I didn't wear real gold, I would get my piercing, because I've only had one, would get itchy and red.
Oh, really? Okay.
But then later I realized one of my friends was telling her she should also get piercings. And she said she was also scared because everything always gets infected. And I said, well, the reason it gets infected was because when you were younger, you were playing in the street and you were playing, you know, with dirt and you would touch your ear and you run the risk of infection more. But as an adult, you take care of them and you wear real gold or great quality jewelry, it shouldn't get infected if you take care of it. So my tip is, if you're scared of getting piercings because of infection, just make sure you have this wound wash and your Bactine spray and you'll be good.
No, that's true. Because that's the same thing that happens with Sabina. And you know, Sabina loves wearing earrings and things like that. And she's always so bummed that the earrings really, it gets red, it gets swollen, and then she has to take them off. So maybe if I re-pierce her ears, you know, do you think that's going to be like a solution?
Yeah.
Since you're the piercing expert.
And also, don't go, if you get your ears pierced, don't go to Claire's. Like, go to a professional, reputable piercing studio where they do it with a specific needle that just goes through. Don't do the gun thing. That's not something you want.
Oh, wait, you did not do the gun? You did it with a needle? Oh, my, that just takes me back to my tongue ring. Okay.
You can't do a gun? No. What are you? You know, what is this, like Claire's 1985? No.
I mean, the last time I got a piercing, I was 18 years old, and it was my tongue. So, no, but it was one of those huge needles that they put through.
I've never seen the needle, to be honest. I just, like, sit down, and they tell you, breathe in, breathe out, it's done.
They're
professionals.
I mean, I'm sure. I mean, you know what? No, I'm sure. When I was 18, I went to some random place in Venice Beach to get my tongue ring. So, yes, I'm sure there are.
Don't do that. Let's not do that.
Let's just go to like a professional reputable studio. That's the way to go. That's what I should be doing. Well, for me, as you know, in the winter season, I'm always looking for skin products because we're a chap family. This year, I bought like 6 of these things to have around my house, the Carmex. And it caught my attention because it was like Carmex. I was like, is this Mexican? Is this a Mexican product? I don't know. Maybe I think it is a Mexican product, but it's a Carmex medicated moisturizer. And there's all sorts of presentations. I got the ones for the kids at Target, and they come now with Christmas decorations or whatever. And I gave one to each one of them to take in their backpack because, I mean, as you know, we're like by like 4:30, 5 p.m., it's dark and cold. And yesterday, Sabina came home and I was like, what's wrong with you? Her face was like swollen. And I was like, what's wrong with you? And I was like, did you sleep? Did you cry? She was like, no, I was just playing outside in the patio in the cold. And her face automatically started getting like super swollen and chapped. So I put one of those things in their backpack and then they can just put it on their face. And it helps because the cold makes their skin, like it swells your skin. And your skin gets super dehydrated in the winter. At least for us, we get really dehydrated. So I'm always getting prepared ahead because that's what happens with my kids. So Carmex products are amazing. You can find them in many different presentations. And it's a great product to have for the winter. And my second pick this week is the Asada Cookbook, where you can actually find a bomb.
Thank you.
Cocktail de camarón recipe that I'm going to try.
Well, why don't you do it first?
But still, it's there. Your recipe's there. So pick up a book. Start planning your Christmas dinner. Include some asada items there. Impresiona tus invitados, como dicen en México.
Yes, 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 yes.
I was looking to a commercial and they were like, impresiona tus invitados. So that's what I'm going to say. Impresiona tus invitados. Pick up the asada cookbook and cook something from there.
Thank you.
That's it. I think that's all we have for the show. We are leaving not knowing who has the best turkey, but I'm sure we will find out by the next episode.
Gosh. My God.
We'll give you the answer by the next episode.
Okay.
All right. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, sisters. Thank you so much for listening. Hope all of you guys are subscribed to our newsletter. If you're not, make sure you hit that subscribe button on supermamas.com. We will be sending out invites to upcoming events, promos, and super cool surprises your way. And of course, you can always keep up with us through the gram at @_supermamas and on Twitter, also @_supermamas, and in el Face at Supermamas Podcast.
Oh, one more thing. We want to hear your Supermama moment of the week to share with all of you sisters. Call into our hotline 424-329-3707 and leave us a message or simply email us a voice note to hello@supermamas.com. Very soon, we could be featuring you on the show. Please remember to leave your name and Instagram handle for a chance to be featured.
Much love
and see you next week, Supermamas!